जय राधव कुंज बिहारे
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Meaning of Material Life.
Gopi Jana Bala Bhaiwala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हाय कृष्णा
and engineering and commerce and the rest. So when you come to the campus, you see that people have written so many subject matter. I lecture a lot in the campuses of India and abroad. And I want to say that the atmosphere in the campuses in India is deplorable now. Deplorable means, what does it mean? Very bad. Maybe Karnataka is a little better than the rest of India. I don't go much to the south. I'm more on the western, northern side of India. But you tell me the atmosphere is very bad. Drug abuse, alcoholism, and everything evil is very common, am I right? I was recently in North India and a leading professor was to me, so will you please come and save our students? I said, well, what? He said, they're so addicted to drugs. So drug abuse is very common in university also. I can't speak much for South India, at least in North India, Western. I don't think South is, will be very different. It's coming up everywhere. And all of you are taking the spiritual life. You need determination, because in your classes and campuses, your friends and all have a completely different thinking, isn't it? They probably say, are you mad? You're going to a Hare Krishna program? Do some of them say that? You're crazy. Of course, when you go home, you won't be getting this from your relatives and parents. They say, this is not the age to look for God. When you ask them that, okay, then what is this age for? Eat, drink, and be merry. Then when should we look for God? Oh, when you're half blind, half deaf, half lame, when you can't even walk, nobody wants to be next to you. That's when you go to Vrindavan. And if nobody has amenity in you, use it for sense enjoyment. Prahlad Maharaj said, Narade Vidam Smarta Katevi Vishnu. People do not know how real happiness can be found. So you students are very fortunate in that you came here to pursue your education. we came in contact with Nanda Glory and some of you. How many of you were practicing Krishna consciousness before you came to the university? The question is, how many of you were practicing Krishna consciousness before you came to Manipal? Okay. So most of you got connected here. So you came here to pursue material education, but you got connected to spiritual education also. So we don't say material education is not important, but in addition to material education, you also need spiritual education. In today's society, suicide rate is an all-time high, as you may know. Crime, mental depression, loneliness. Do all of you have these smartphones? How many of you have smartphones? Okay. Who could have thought at one time you were able to carry all the Prabhupada books in your pocket? Did you ever dream of that day? At least I did not dream. I did not dream a day will come when you will be able to carry 100 of Prabhupada books in your pocket. So the smartphones for devotees, they use it to serve the Lord. That's like 2 days ago was Chandani Yatra. You know that Chandani Yatra? Still going on. So, we were traveling where? I was here in the beach. I come here once a year to do Panchakarma with Dr. Tarmai. So, my sister in a smartphone, she took me for darshan of Dignis in Mayapur, Vrindavan, Delhi. The devotees, they have Dini pictures on the smartphone. They have proper books on the smartphone. But the same smartphones can be misused. You can have pornography, obscene pictures, etc. And because people are so glued now to their smartphones, you know, people are becoming more lonely now. Now their partner is a smartphone. You go on a plane, you go on a train, everywhere, you are just playing with a smartphone, isn't it? Alright? So, Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord. He is one of the 12 Mahajans. Mahajan means spiritual authority. Sev Vandanala Sambho, Koma Kapila Mano, Prahlad Janaka Bhismo. The 12 great authorities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you all went as devotees, you know what they would discuss most? Not Rasa Leela. They would discuss most Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. If you look at Prabhupada's lectures, you will see most of them are based on Rishabhdev's teaching or Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj, as you know, had the fortune of receiving spiritual knowledge when he was in the womb of his mother. From whom? Nada Muni. Nada Muni is also one of the 12 Mahajans. Nada means one whose only interest is to deliver Narayan. So Prahlad's father, who was Prahlad's father? Was he a demon or a devotee?
Demon.
How many of you think Prahlad, another guy who was a powerful demon? No one? He was a demon. None of you think he was a devotee. both the answers are right. And Harabad, he was a devotee. Rahana Kumaras came to the Vaikuntha planet. It's like, have any of you been to Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi? That's where the president's office is. So before you get to meet the president, I've been there many times, you have to pass through about 10 gates. And finally, you meet with the president that's sitting there. So in the Vaikuntha planet, there are also many gates. And the Kumaras had gone through 6 gates. But on the 7th gate, they got stopped. But they were naked. The doorkeepers were jarring with that. He said, "Hey, you naked children, you can't come in." And the Kumara said, "How can you stop us? We're getting such ecstasy by being in the Vaikuntha planet. And now you're telling us we can't go in? You're not eligible to stay here." So they cursed Yajnavalkya. When this dialogue was going on between the doorkeepers and the Kumaras, the Lord heard all this. Just like if outside two people are speaking loudly, then he'll run out to see what's happening. So the Lord came to see what was happening. The Lord saw the dialogue. And Jai Vijay and the Kumaras were talking. The Kumaras could see, but the Lord came out. He spoke very eloquently to the doorkeepers. The Kumaras were saying, "Oh, we made a mistake. We should not have cursed the doorkeepers. They are so near to the Lord." But the Lord told them, "It's my desire that you curse them." Why? The Lord wanted to appear on the planet to perform his pastime. When the Lord appears, his own devotees appear and in different roles, making the pastime more reassured. So, Jai Vijay, they were being cursed by the Kumara. Jai Vijay said, "Give us any curse you want. Give us any punishment you want. But we only want one imagination from you." What's that?
Killed by
Lord Vishnu's avatar. No. So we may be always able to remember the Lord. In the Nectar of Devotion, how many of you have read the Nectar of Devotion? Okay, it's a book burning from the Swami. I won at Prabhupada in Los Angeles in 1970. With the Nectar Devotion. It just come from a printer in Japan. And the whole Los Angeles temple. There's a crowd of it, hundreds of devotees. The Prabhupada was up on his Vyasasana. He lifted that Nectar Devotion and said, "This is the law book of the Krishna conscious movement. Every devotee should read it." Rupa Goswami has given us many laws. Sometimes people say, "Oh, in ISKCON, there's so many laws, so many rules. You can't do this, you can't do that, four regulations, rules. Look at my guru. He's so liberal. He's given us full freedom." And then business language, they say, "You get what you pay for." So the rules and regulations are there. What purpose? What's the purpose? To purify us. We need to get purified. We need to get disciplined. And that's why the rules and regulations are there. So Jaya Vijaya became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad had three brothers. Hiranyakashipu had four sons. The namers of them were Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad was his mother's womb. Hiranyakashipu at that time was performing austerities. Which mountain? Mandaraya. Do any of you do yoga every day? No one does yoga?
Every second day.
Okay, every second. Do any of you do yoga at all? No? All lazy people, yeah. Okay. So every day you do yoga? How long can you stand on your toes if you you stand on your toes? Few seconds. Okay, anyway, even if you're around there, you know, around there, you can probably stand on your toes for 10 minutes. But the Lord Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, he stood on his toes for hundreds of years. You know, 6 months of our early planet, you know, 12 hours of the celestial planet. One is this in the earth, Hiranyakashipu was standing, hands at the sky, on his toes, looking at the sky, and he did not take one drop of water. Soon, on the 16th of June, we're going to observe Nirjala Ekadasi. You know that? How many of you do Nirjala Ekadasi every year? Oh, okay. In Russia, what are devotees do? So, we do Nirjala Ekadasi 1 year a year, and I think it's a big achievement. But Hiranyakashipu was so austere. 137 years, he did not take even a drop of water. To see how powerful he was. Prahlad Maharaj had received spiritual instruction. He was in the womb of his mother. If Prahlad's mother was pregnant, Indra and the demigod were dragging her with the intention that when a child is born, you will kill the child. Why? Hiranyakashipu already had created so much disturbance. And they were thinking, another demon will be born. They say in English language, like father, like son. In Hindi they say, there's a bap, there's a beta. So they were thinking, father is a demon, son will also be another demon. But then now the moon appeared on the scene. He said, now, the child and the womb of his baby is a great devotee. So they loved her. But Prahlad Maharaj had received spiritual instructions when he was in the womb of his mother. And Prahlad Maharaj preached fearlessly to his classmate. Prahlad Maharaj said, Komara Ashad Bhagya. Cultivate spiritual knowledge from a young age, from the age of 5 onwards. Cultivate spiritual knowledge. And why? Human life is very rare. When we are young, like most of you here, are you young or old? Huh? Young. I think you are old. Prabhupada was in America once, and he was giving sannyas. You know what is sannyas? Socially dead. No connection with wife, with children. Prabhupada was giving sannyas to a young American man. So there was one journalist sitting in the audience. He said, Swamiji, our shastras say sannyas should only be given to an old man, not a young man. Why are you giving sannyas to this young man? The Prabhupada asked him, what's your definition of old? He said, sannyas is only for old men. So this man said, this man was about 20 years old. The Prabhupada was about 75 years old. The Prabhupada asked him, what's the definition of old? And he said, one is about to die. The Prabhupada said, can you guarantee me that you will not die before me? And he said, no. The Prabhupada said, you're also old then. So we're all old. People like to believe that I'm just 20, 25. I'll be healthy within 50 years. There's no guarantee. Is there any guarantee? You go to the hospital, you'll see so many sick children. Children to me are being born with diseases that adults usually get. In Bangalore, in an Ayurvedic hospital, it's a regular hospital where they only treat newborn children with heart diseases. Newborn children with heart diseases. And the hospital is full. You can't get any space for years. What does it mean? So many children are being born today with heart diseases. And one time you would never hear of this. So, basically there is nothing but misery in life. You know what is the number one topic of discussion in India today? What? Pollution. Pollution. Terrorism?
Yes.
What's the wrong? The number one topic of discussion in India today is the water crisis. Even in Karnataka, you have water crisis, no? May not be here. The number one topic of discussion is the water crisis. If it doesn't rain this year, they're going to strikes, riots everywhere. If it doesn't rain this year. The water crisis is very severe all over India, you follow. And why is it? We are not doing yajna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, food grains come when there is rainfall. Rainfall comes when there is yajna. Yajna means performing religious duty. When there is no yajna, then what happens? The Shunmati goes on strike. So there is great urgency in society today to receive this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So, Lord Manas said, human life is very rare. And he said, not the rhythms of the Katina Vishnu. People do not know how real happiness can be found. Now, just like all of you here, practicing Krishna consciousness to different levels. Some of you may be initiated. I'm going to give a chance 16 now. Okay. I'm going to be chanting around 8 rounds. I'm going to be chanting around 4 rounds. I'm going to be chanting around 1 round. Some of you don't chant at all. Okay. So, Chanting is our most important business. The Prabhupada says, people do not know how real happiness can be found. All of you sitting here are sitting here. Why? Because you have this firm belief, a belief maybe in the initial stages, that I must cultivate God consciousness also. I must serve Krishna also. Somebody may have preached to you. Somebody may have given you a book. Somebody may have invited you. And that inspired you to take this spiritual life. So we tell we have a new person. I was last year in a Russian city called Yaroslav. And actually from neighborhood city, you might know. So I was talking to one of our new devotees there. How did you become a devotee? With a Russian. So he told me that he was living in a hostel. And he had another friend who was a brand new devotee. Was also living in a hostel. And he gave him a book. He started reading the book. Started coming to the temple. Started associating with the devotees. He liked it. So there may be people at different levels of self-realization. But the fact that you're here and when you have some belief, then I'm going to take to Krishna. So, people didn't know how real happiness can be found. But you just think real happiness can be found by normal so-called activities of sense enjoyment. You all know what they mean. Eat, drink, and be merry. But that is not going to give you permanent happiness, real happiness. When we engage in activities against the laws of God, they may give you some pleasure today, but tomorrow that pleasure translates into pain. Look at any activity. When I smoke, fine, take a risk of getting cancer tomorrow. So Prabhupada said, people do not know how real happiness can be found. They want real happiness. And cultivate spiritual life also. We don't say don't continue material life. We don't say don't continue with your studies. We have most of our devotees in our movement very well educated. And cultivate education. But cultivate spiritual life also. 0000000 equals to? Huh? Zero. Sure. 100 zeros is also zero. When we add a figure of 1, the zeros become meaningful. 10, 1000, 100. So similarly, we need to add Krishna to our lives. And as I said, maintain the Krishna consciousness. It's not that Maya runs away. It's not that Maya runs away. Okay! Now that person has started chanting Hare Krishna, sorry, I can't go back to this person. Never mind that. No. Maya tries to bewilder you in the world, confuse you, attract you, make you believe, hey, how come you got stuck with Krishna consciousness at a young age? You're crazy. Prabhupada was giving a lecture in New York, and he published it in an article called Who is Crazy? The Prabhupada said in society there are two groups of people. One practicing Krishna consciousness, one not practicing Krishna consciousness. The one who is practicing Krishna consciousness, he thinks, hey, what a pagal hai. You know, chant, you don't know this. And then the ones who are not practicing Krishna consciousness, they think those who are practicing are crazy. And some of your friends think you're crazy. And some of them think, no, you're doing the right thing. So who is crazy? The Prabhupada proves the one who is not chanting is crazy. So Krishna consciousness is a very sublime process of finding real happiness. Everything that we say is based on Shastra. Shastra means words of God. Prabhupada, you know, as some of you may know, this year we're also celebrating the 50th anniversary of what?
ISKCON.
We're going to have a very big function in Delhi on May 28th at the Tagore Stadium, celebrating the Golden Jubilee. If any of you are there, please come. Many cabinet ministers, governors are coming. So the point is, so this year we're celebrating the Golden Jubilee of ISKCON in many parts of the world. Prabhupada gave us the pure message of Krishna consciousness. He did not adulterate anything. He did not water it down. He gave us the pure message. And he demonstrated by his practice what it means to be Krishna conscious. The Bhagavad Gita contains the essence of the Vedic philosophy. So, how many of you, do all of you have a copy of the Bhagavad Gita? How many of you read the Gita regularly? Very nice. Many of you read one verse a day with the purport. Read the purport. Sometimes the people think, ah, I just need a translation, I know Sanskrit. Purport is not for me. Purport is more important than translation. The purport, Prabhupada is an acharya. See, what the Lord says this, what does it really mean? So to be Krishna conscious is easy and difficult at the same time. It's easy if you're determined and you follow the process. It's difficult if you experiment and speculate with your mind. Path has been clearly given to us. Just like when you were young, you went to school, and they teach you how to draw. So how did they teach you how to draw? First, they take a tracing paper. Is that right? I was always poor in drawing. So anyway, I remember there should be a tracing paper. You put that on a drawing, and you just trace on it, it comes out. You don't have to be a smart man to be an artist to trace. So similarly, to advance spiritually, you just need a trace. Just need to do follow what Prabhupada has said. Prabhupada gave us a pure message of Krishna consciousness. Chanting Hare Krishna. I saw that many of you are chanting only one round, some two rounds. Why? You can even chant 60 rounds if you want. The 22 hours. The 24 hours in a day. Someone will say, oh, I have a lot of studies to do. But as you know better than me, the engineering curriculum in Indian universities is so designed that if you want, you can finish the course in 3 years. We do it in 4 years. Education. Point then, there's plenty of time to study. Yes. So, chant Hare Krishna. The chanting is very, very important. We need Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam. Associate with the Guru. The spiritual association is very necessary. Sadhu 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 Sangha, Shara Sadhu Sakaya. Maha Mantra Sadha Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Kaya. Being a devotee association. I believe they have this program here once a week. The men have it here, and the ladies have it somewhere else. So I have this, come to this program. Stay with the devotees. And be determined. There's a small book written by Rupa Goswami called Sri Upadesharma. Only 11 verses. But every verse is so important. Rupa Goswami says, how you can make spiritual advancement? He said, the sun is there, there you are. Be determined to see spiritually.
The consciousness
is
very purified and at the same time more in spiritual advancement.
Very good question. Wherever you go, there's Maya. I was in Pakistan 2 years ago. One thing good I like in Pakistan is all the faults they have. You don't see any obscene poster on the road. No obscene film poster, no obscene product poster, nothing. In these Middle East countries also, you will not see any obscene posters on the road. No film posters and all that. That's good, you know. Can I get Pandit Zen? Whatever is good, you appreciate. So, therefore, we need to take precaution. Keep chanting. You chant your rounds in the morning, it will help you a lot. Let's read. Where we go, there is Maya. Even when our brahmachari is going to book distribution, they have to preach to ladies. They have to preach to all types of people. So we have to prepare ourselves by chanting, reading, and so on. It's like in a rainy season, you carry an umbrella with you. I could hear the clouds, the rain. Okay, more questions? Yes?
Sir?
Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that we are supposed to be ignorant for water. But
yes?
According to Shastra, it was written that we are supposed to be ignorant for rains. But in US and other countries, they don't do
Yajna,
but they
don't do water. Well, they don't have water crisis. You heard of California? California?
Yes.
Where Hollywood is there.
Yes.
And this one has many temples there. In California, they didn't have rain for 3 years in a row. And last year, you were not even allowed to wash your car. Oh, God, in your home. This year they had rain. So, everyone is feeling the pinch. The whole world is running short of magic. Why is there this crisis in the world today? We have unlimited wants. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And advertising does what? Create an appetite. More. But the material resources are limited. It's not that if you all have unlimited wants, then in Bangalore, the supplying will also become unlimited. Supplying is limited. And then if you can't get your wants satisfied, then it's frustration. Is that right, Professor?
Yes.
Demand that unlimited. Supply is limited. What to do and your frustration. Okay? Yes?
That's it. Can you please tell us some inspirational story from your experience how Krishna manifests in life? It is very important not to mechanically do something, but to feel His presence, to feel the...
Even if you're mechanically chanting, you will still get the benefit. And there's no such thing as mechanical chanting. Sometimes people say, I just chant, but I have no realization. You have a realization. That's why you're chanting. Otherwise you would not chant. That's why some of you may have come here for the first time. You had some inclination, that's why you're here. So, best is to understand, I am fool number one, I need guidance. Please give me guidance. Guru, sadhu, shastra. Then I will give guidance, then I will give progress. Just like in every sphere of life, you need a teacher. But in the spiritual life also, you need a teacher, a guide. Then you follow your progress. More questions? Yes.
Studies are more important, or doing all this,
studies are more important, or what?
Or coming to the program and.
Both.
But how to compare it? Sometimes.
Yeah, I understand. We want you to study also. We want you to even get a PhD if you can. No problem. But at the same time, study also. How to do both? That's the challenge. New young gentleman. Yes, Professor, what do you say?
Yes, ma'am. It's a challenge.
He's a PhD. I'm not a PhD. I have an honorary PhD. He's a real PhD. Okay. I'll do both.
So weekly once if we associate with the devotees, this
is association is very important. Yes.
Sir, you said that Maya is bad. So why did God create Maya in the first place?
Good question. You get asked this question every day. It's so good that everybody is asking this question. When you go to Russia or America or any country of the world or India, they say if there will be no Maya, then we will all be devotees automatically. So Maya is there, but we wanted to taste Maya. God doesn't take us by force. The Maya, what does it do? It kicks you very hard. You are young, beautiful, and handsome. Maya will make sure you remain beautiful for long. Today you are healthy. Maya will make sure tomorrow your body becomes old. I don't want to become old! Maya says, to hell with you, who cares for you? I don't want to become diseased. Maya says, no. You have to become diseased. I think we better go. Okay. Any other questions? No? Yes.
About the real happiness. People say
they are already happy, they are enjoying the material world. So what should we do? Unfortunately, they are being artificial. That's why, even if you are in a bad mood, if somebody comes to take a photo, you smile. You know it's artificial smile, isn't it? So, people like to be dishonest. Anyone is honest will see. There is happiness. I'm going to get old. I'm going to get diseased. My mind is going to trouble me. I want to die.
awareness. And this is, if you want, there is happiness, provided you change your Krishna consciousness. That's what is missing. Okay? Any other question?
Prabhuji.
Yes.
We start guru chanting, but we can't stick to guru chanting. So what are the tricks we can get to stick to the chanting?
Only one trick. Determination.
We are doing determination on the starting. So yesterday.
But do it every day. Are you a student at a university? What are you studying? What are you studying?
BSc nursing.
Nursing. You will become a nurse. Yes. Whatever you want to become, the point is you need determination. There are challenges in every field. You need determination. So for pursuing spiritual life also, you need determination.
Stimulation. But for this thing, chanting, we don't have that much stimulation. All the stimulations are against this chanting.
So stay in devotee association. If you want a devotee association, that stimulus will be strong. Stay in sadhu sangha.
I have a question. In Srimad Bhagavat it's predicted that there are certain Yuga Treta Yuga builds that. Now we are going through Kali Yuga and there are a lot of troublesome periods that people will see, something not seen before. You know, people will go through a lot of natural disasters.
In Kali Yuga you will see clouds. You think rain is going to come in 1 minute? It will never come.
Yes.
It will never come.
Yes. And you know, this is such a big planet that we have. People have different faiths, like for instance, pranic killing, Christianity, blah blah. I have met a lot of people who are saying they are completely convinced. So how come you can say that? I mean, I am completely convinced by ISKCON movement, but how can you say that this is the only way that you can find peace?
Krishna is the supreme. This is the conclusion of the scripture. Krishna says, there's no word higher than mine.
But yesterday I met a devotee, I don't know. She was praising Shiva, she went to the Kumbh recently and came back, and she talked about the miracles that happened in her 7 day stay and all that. So I'm a little confused what to believe, like sometimes.
Have
I have my full faith and my devotion for Krishna.
Have faith in Krishna. You won't go wrong. Okay. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet all of you. How many of you I met last year? Okay. I come here once a year for 2 weeks. So you all ever come to the temple in Bombay there? How many of you have seen our Delhi temple? There's a new temple in Bombay. And now a temple. Everyone. That's what I'm using. Okay, thank you very much. Please come to the program regularly. Where is the Rakta? Oh, this is Rakta. He is the president of our temple. Where?
Present
the Adyar Garu. Adyar Garu. You know, Rilipi. Rilipi temple. He's building a temple there. So, he invites everyone to come there. Alright. Okay. Krishan, what else now?
I have a small auntie. And big auntie was all of them.
I don't think any Krishna. We can do the Aarti in how long? 5 minutes?
15 minutes.
We can do the Aarti like any people in the room.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.